What's your address?
I'm not going to say that on the podcast.
What's your address so I can send someone to mug you?
They probably could break into my apartment because it's like...
You're on the first floor?
Come off its hinges and I'm on the ground floor.
You're on the ground floor. You're on the ground floor. So wherever it is, he's on the ground floor.
Don't freak me out. Like I'm already actually... I've never lived alone.
Go knocking on doors, bitches. If you have bitches in Hamilton, start knocking.
Let me take my Be Real. No stress.
I don't do Be Real.
Yeah, because you're fake.
No, I am 100% anonymous. I don't have an online presence whatsoever. Should we talk about the pressing matter at hand?
Like how hot it is here?
No, how dead the queen is.
Okay, so this just in. Breaking news. Make some alarm sounds. Ow. It's actually so loud. I don't think it's any coincidence that the day that me and Liam come to record season 2 after a 10-month hiatus, the queen decides to die. I think that was her final gift to us.
Okay, well, here's a better theory that I have. I don't think she's been alive for months.
Are you being serious? Like, do you actually think that?
There was speculation she was dead. And they were like, it was. And if you look at pictures of her, her hands look rotting.
I remember at the Jubilee, they were like, this will be probably the last time we see the queen like in public. Yeah. But then just a few days ago, she met with the new
Prime Minister. Maybe they were just holding out until then because there was a lot of political turmoil. Look at her hands. They're not skin colored. They're like blue. Let me look. She's in Balmoral or whatever it's called.
Liz Truss. It's not the new
Liz Truss. Oh, yeah.
Literally her hands look. Yeah.
Her hands look blue. They look like she's dead. They look like she was already dead.
The queen was a zombie. No, but you can
see in those photos. Not a zombie, but like you, I don't know, maybe she dies. They put in like a robotic system in place of her bones and they remote control it from a distance. And they just, you know, put a lot of preservatives on her body.
You can tell from those photos that she was not in good health. So.
Well, she was 96 years old. The other surprise is like people are like, oh my God, how did this happen? How? She was almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
Let her go.
So today, this morning, or morning UK time is when they released that she was like family was coming to see her. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was kind of like, oh, this is it.
Do you have a minute-by-minute account of what's happened so we can relive it?
Well, they asked me to fly in to see her, but I had other commitments, so.
Can you imagine if you get a letter, like you got, I don't know, a raven or something first thing this morning, and it's like, you're needed at Balmoral.
A raven. That does encapsulate how evil I think the monarchy is.
Send a raven for him. Send a raven.
Honestly, I'm still not over Betty White. So.
Oh, Betty White died.
Yeah, but that was like that was before I moved. When was that? When did Betty White die?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Probably before COVID.
Oh my God, literally New Year's Eve. I forgot it was New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah, New Year's Eve. Happy New Year.
So the queen is dead. Okay, so now we have to say God save the king.
Oh God, what's gonna change? Is all my money good?
I mean, they will start putting his face on the 20.
Really?
Yeah, he'll go on all the stamps. That's how that works, I think.
Okay, but what if we just said enough? Let's move on.
What if we just took faces off the money?
What if money was what if money was all digital? And by digital, I mean it was like connected on this long chain, the blockchain. Yeah, that's right. We're Bitcoiners now. Invest in Fruitcoin today and you'll get a great deal. Invest early because this is the future. Crypto blockchain currency is the future.
This feels Fruit like a coin. mid-roll ad in our podcast.
It is an ad.
So you can set that up.
I don't know. I actually don't understand anything about Bitcoin. Like, what is it? I'm sorry, but people are like, oh, you gotta mine for it. It's really bad for the environment. And you're like mining for it. I'm like, what the hell? Like, where is it?
It's bad for the environment?
Yeah, because these computers are so huge and they require so much energy to create Bitcoin. But it's like, if you're just making it, just make it. Like, what do you mean? What? Like, just print it.
I have a friend and former coworker who, her boyfriend was like, he was big into mining Bitcoin or whatever.
Like coal? Like coal mining?
He like had this Bitcoin. I don't really understand it. But anyways, it turned out to be worth like $15,000 a piece.
Well, I remember back in the day, like Bitcoin was like $1 USD. Like you could get it for $1. And then now like a single Bitcoin is literally worth like tens of thousands, which is silly. Because it's like
crazy.
Who's using Bitcoin? Like seriously, no one uses Bitcoin. It also seems like it's like,
yeah, can you transfer that to real money?
You need to go through like weird, you know, like brokers basically. And it's like, people are like, it's the future. It is the future. Yeah, for criminals only.
I don't get it. And I don't partake.
I know the queen was Bitcoin mining. She was big into coin.
That's a really good tie-in to get back to what we're actually supposed to be talking about.
Well, it's true. She was like, she was one of the biggest proponents of cryptocurrency. She was like,
you're making shit up.
No, this is a fact about the queen. This is a fact. She loved cryptocurrency. She was a cryptoholic, we even call those. Crypto freak. Cryptoid.
So do you think this episode we need to handle with any sort of care and sensitivity?
I would say that my goal for this entire season of our podcast is to just get canceled. So okay. British people, go nuts. Go nuts with your tallywhackers.
How do you feel about the Queen and the Crown as a whole?
I don't care. I just do not care. Like, people give a shit. I don't give a shit.
There are like crazy royalists in every Commonwealth country.
They're like, this is like, yeah, literally, like they love it. I'm like, why?
Like when Canadians are like so obsessed with the royal family.
Literally, they like get wet over her.
I don't understand.
Like, cool. She's just some random old lady. Like a rich old lady. Like, cool.
And doesn't the crown, what do they do? Do they even do anything anymore? They don't really have any. They just go around.
They literally just go around. Like, that's it. Like, there's not, I'm not even kidding. That's it. That's their job, is to go into places.
Well, because for this episode, I was just looking at, because I have my own thoughts on the crown that I'll share in a moment. But I was just looking at what Queen Elizabeth has done. And it's like 15 key moments in her reign. And it's like her coronation. And then it's like literally every other one is visit to blank, visit to blank, visit to blank. I'm like, okay. She just visited these places and waved at the people.
Yeah, like if I could get applause for just showing up on a vacay, like that'd be awesome.
And like, okay, so this one says in 1984, she returned control of Hong Kong back to China.
Oh, that doesn't seem like a good thing.
No. I don't think it's a good thing either.
Wait, well, I guess because maybe they're saying Hong Kong was like a British Commonwealth?
But they announced in 1984... that they were returning control of Hong Kong to China in 1997.
And that was when Hong Kong was going to be like its own system?
They announced that plan 13 years before they did it.
In 13 years, I'm going to give you a big present. Hey, Chase, guess what? In 13 years, I'm going to buy you a coffee. You're welcome.
And like, sorry, I'm not trying. I don't, you know what? If you listen to this podcast and you really, 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 really love the crown, then just skip this episode.
I will say, you know, I would not speak ill of the dead, but I don't think it's a problem to have a little, you know, have a little.
I'm just reading what she's done in her
jolly giggly
her, you know, career.
Life is funny. Death is funnier. We should look up oh my God, I bet she's done some real bitchy things in her life. Some real bitchy, bitchy things.
I'm just reading what she's done in her career. I'm not doing anything wrong. Like here, after Princess Diana died, she refused to fly the flag at half mast.
Oh, what a bitch.
I know that the queen was maybe it was a mechanic in World War II. I know that she was the first member of the royal family to join the British Armed Forces during World War II. So that's a good thing, but that was before her monarchy. Do you think Meghan was there when she died? Because Prince Harry flew in.
Megan Fox?
Meghan Markle, you dumbass.
I'm pretty sure Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were there. And they, like, I heard, okay, this is what I heard. They could not stop, like, humping each other. Like, just straight up dry humping, like, dogs in the back.
I think Machine Gun Kelly is the new king. I think that's how that works.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly. He is the bravest man in the world.
But did Megan go? Do you think Megan went?
I don't know if they made it. I mean, maybe they probably did.
Did Harry not make it? Because that would actually be really sad. Oh my God. Here is the tea. Oh my God. You know what we need? We need to do a weird shit of the week if this is a normal episode.
I do not have one prepared.
Or maybe we don't do one because this is just the biggest news.
We just dedicate this whole episode to grief.
Okay. So listen to this. Listen to this. This okay. is from the Daily Record, UK. Meghan Markle will not be joining Prince Harry as he joins members of the royal family at Balmoral Castle to visit the Queen, which is in Scotland, right? Mm-hmm. But Harry and Meghan were in London, so he obviously made it.
Okay, well, that's good.
But, like, why didn't she go?
British newspapers are absolutely unhinged.
For real.
Like, almost worse than American. Like, Fox News is ridiculous, but, like, British news, it's like, fucking bitch Meghan Markle.
Well, do you think they didn't want her there?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe she wasn't allowed.
Because they, you know, everyone watched Oprah. Everyone watched Oprah.
I didn't.
Okay. Most people watched Oprah.
Most people did watch O.
And the Queen and Meghan did not get along.
I wonder what it would be like to have a conversation with the Queen.
I'm team Meghan Markle, and she has a podcast, so.
Good for her. We should invite her on.
It's called Archetypes.
Okay. Is it like a narrative? Is it like a story?
It's about, like, me Googling it as I'm explaining it. It's about, let's see here. Let's see. Archetypes is the podcast where we explore and subvert the labels that try to hold women back.
Oh, that's...
Labels such as Duchess, perhaps? Oh! Is that your queen impersonation?
This is my... Okay, yeah, do your best impersonation of the queen. Okay. This is
I don't have one.
Oh, this figgy pudding is not delicious.
What did you even say?
I said this figgy pudding is rather delicious.
Can you call your corgis in that voice?
What are their names?
I don't know.
Bernard
and Rails. Oh, their names are Fergus and Muick are two of them.
Fergus? Oh, that's actually an adorable name for a little corgi. Fergus?
And Muick.
Fergus!
What is Muick?
I don't know what Muick is. Are you sure it's Muick or is it Muich? It could be Mooch.
I don't know. It's M-U-I-C-K.
Meek. Mweek. 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 Maybe it's Mweek.
I don't...
M-U-I-C-K would not be Mewich.
Oh, it's pronounced Mick.
Mick. Oh. Mick. Like that. It's like Mick. Oh, that was weird.
Fergus and Mick. Yeah.
Aw. They don't have a mommy.
So we are members of a Commonwealth country.
Do you think they started eating her toes? The what? Corgis.
Eating her toes?
You know, like they probably like, you know, like when like someone dies and their animal starts eating them.
Are corgis known for that?
Well, no, animals in general are. Like, people will end up, like, half eaten by their cat.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why would you ever own a pet if you're old?
But it's their way of, like, honoring you, probably.
Eating you?
Well, they nibble, you know? And just, like, a little... You didn't know this.
Do people pets eat them when they die? Yes, your pets will eat you when you die, and perhaps a bit sooner than is comfortable.
Well, they're not going to eat rotting body.
A dog began to eat its owner, who was not dead, but merely passed out drunk. That could be a weird show of the week, but it happened in 2015. So. Here's a very important question. If I died at home, which would eat me first, my dog or my cat?
Ooh, that's a cat versus dog question for sure.
So well, what who's do you hungrier? Think? What do you think the answer is?
I feel like it'd be the dog.
It's the cat. And the cat, really? It's a cat. There are reports of cats beginning to eat their owners before they even die. An elderly woman fell and broke her hip. I'm sorry. Me laughing while I said that. I'm like, sorry.
Jesus.
And her cat started to eat her.
But she was still alive?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just say fuck off? Like,
well, who knows how her like, mobility sorry, you're just, you're, situation.
You're sitting there. You're laying there. Your hip's broken. And you're like, ow. Ow, kitty. And you don't do anything at all? I would scream. I'd say, get the fuck off
she
me.
She couldn't move after breaking her hip. She was paralyzed. And she was there. Oh, my God. She laid there for a week before a neighbor checked on her.
Oh, this is why you need to have an Apple Watch with
and
hard
fall detection.
And her
cat started to feast on her. Okay, I'm actually really done with that.
That is fucked up. Okay, that is morbid and dark.
So, the real important question is not how will Prince Charles III be on the throne? It's did the corgis eat her toes?
Nibble.
Did Fergus and Mick eat her toes?
Fergus, Mick, stop tickling mommy's feet. Oh. That's awesome.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so
can you name all the Commonwealth countries?
No. There's like a million islands in the Caribbean that are all like.
Can you name any of the bigger ones? Can you
name any? Canada, Australia. Is the United Kingdom, are those also Commonwealth? Like, could you say Scotland and like Northern Ireland? Or does that not count? Because they had like wars and shit. Whatever. Scotland, Northern Ireland, Ireland, Wales.
There's 56 of them, so.
British Virgin Islands. There's like St. Lucia, St. whatever, all the saints in the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
Just name the big players here.
We're also thinking like South Africa. What other British colonies in the south? I saw Australia, New Zealand.
I'll just name some off. In Africa, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's like
Ghana, Botswana, Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, Mozambique, to name a few. There's like literally 21.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fucked up. In Asia, there's India, Bangladesh, Singapore, to name a few.
Oh, yeah. I guess those were two.
Canada, Jamaica, Trinidad, the Bahamas. But wait.
Bermuda,
Barbados?
Bahama,
wait, was it?
Come on, pretty mama.
There was a country that became, like, split, like, became their own republic, like, split from the Commonwealth last year.
Is it one republic, maybe?
Yes. Barbados became a republic and swore in its first president, Sandra Mason, 55 years after the Caribbean island gained independence from Britain but remained a Commonwealth country. The ceremony formally severed ties with Queen Elizabeth II and ended nearly 400 years of British rule in Barbados. That was February 2022.
Wow. Oh, that was this year.
So that's probably what sent her in a tailspin and killed her. But they're still on the commonwealth.org, so they should update that.
Well, you know, she's running the computer. It's like she doesn't even know her password, probably.
The Queen?
Yeah.
You think the Queen is updating commonwealth.org?
Well, what else is she going to do? I mean, they could give her, like, a little bit of responsibility, a task.
Maybe she was a tech whiz.
Honestly, she could have been.
I will say. She
was probably a fucking hacker.
I will say, I don't really like the royal family and the crown as an institution, and I think it's a little bit archaic and problematic that they have not necessarily control, but just like the Commonwealth nations.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have a lot of decolonial perspectives towards the monarchy and the crown and their, I don't think reign is the right word, but you know what I mean? They're them being head of state of so many Commonwealth nations that they have colonized. And I think that it's important to acknowledge. And, you know, I'm not educated on the logistics of Canada or any other country becoming their own independent republic, but I think that you can't ignore the perspective, the decolonial perspective of wanting to take complete power back from a country that has colonized you. And that's a perspective that rightly so a lot of indigenous communities mm-hmm. in many countries feel, and I think that you cannot ignore that perspective, whether it's logistically possible or not, which again I'm not educated enough. Anyways, I just want to make it clear that we're not making light of anything. You know, there are jokes, we're making jokes about the monarchy and the crown and the queen herself, but we're not trying to take away from the fact that an important figure in history, whether that be for good or bad reasons, has passed away. And at the end of the day, that is a human, and we feel for their family. And yeah, I just want to say that. Anyways, sorry for that stupid dramatic spiel, but I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I don't relish any death whatsoever. But I'm also not, like, upset for the, you know, the idea that is the monarch as a whole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also
like,
think
I'm
that...
I'm not sad for the turmoil or things. I'm more like, okay, like, a person died. That's tragic. Yeah. But they lived a long life, so it's
any death is sad. Yeah, any death is sad. But she was 96. Like, that is a long time.
I hope I get to 96.
I don't want to live that long.
I get to 96 and my corgis start licking and lapping me up.
I don't want to live that long.
Yeah, Chase is about to die.
At 70, I will train my pet to eat me.
Chase waking up every morning, like a little more eaten. He's like, ooh, good job, buddy. You had a big appetite last night.
But this is crazy. Like, how long did she rule for?
God, I don't know, like 400 years? Since World War One, right?
Since I don't even know. 1952. Longest reigning monarch, obviously. Like, that's crazy. That's 12 years before my parents were born.
I don't know what year my parents were born.
Like, that's the only monarch that literally everyone has known.
Literally.
So that's, like, huge. That's crazy. And now it's stinky Prince Charles III. King Charles. I'm sorry, King Charles III. I know that I watched Spencer with Kristen Stewart, and he was a douchebag in that movie.
Oh, yeah, Diana.
I want to resurrect Diana and put her on the throne.
Okay, I actually do have something to say about the queen's death. So Trisha Paytas gave birth today.
Did Trisha Paytas give birth today? Is that why you made that joke earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do we think the queen is inside Trisha Paytas' baby?
Reincarnated?
Yeah.
Are you sure Trisha Paytas so gave birth? Baby. Did you make that up?
No, Trisha Paytas just gave birth.
Where did you see that?
Like everywhere. Google it. Trisha Paytas gives birth.
Oh yeah, the birth of Trisha Paytas' baby.
Yeah.
Why can't I find like any? I mean, I guess the headlines are focusing on the queen.
Yeah, you like. Why is there no news about Trisha Paytas' baby right now? Like, this is crazy, guys. Trisha Paytas just had a baby, and we're talking about the queen.
What? I want to know the name
of the baby.
Yeah.
I heard it was gonna be Fergus.
She definitely must have released the name before she gave birth. Like, she's the type.
It's gonna be named like Kirby or Mario, like some Nintendo character. If I have a baby, I'm naming it Yoshi.
Oh, she hasn't announced the name yet. That girl's crazy. And did you see that clip? Did you ever watch The Millionaire Matchmaker?
I had seen episodes in passing.
Trisha Paytas was on it once because they'd screen the girls for The Millionaires, and she was one of the girls that they screened, and it's so funny because I remember her on the show and I literally didn't connect that it was the same person. And what's her face? What's her name? Patty?
Mm-hmm.
She was so mean to her.
That girl was a B-I-C-T-H.
She was so mean to her. She like held up her headshot and she was like, "This is you?" And Trisha's like, "Yeah." And she's like, 15 pounds ago? Like, that show was actually horrid.
Reality and it's dope. TV back in the, like, you know, pre-2010, honestly, even around, even today, it was ruthless.
And it's so, it's honestly crazy looking back at, like, America's Next Top Model and shows like Millionaire Matchmaker and realizing that I just absorbed that content as an adolescent human and I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Literally, like, I was like, oh yeah, there's no problem with this America's Next Top Model episode where they're all changing their race.
Insane.
Like, oh yeah,
literally insane.
Yeah we're a long way to go as a society, that's for sure.
Anyways, circling back to the queen, I don't really have anything else to say besides rest. You know what? Power.
God bless the family. Bless them all.
God save the king. Oh.
Just tell your loved ones you love them, you know.
Oh.
Life is short. Oh. Life is fickle. Laugh a little.
There's a garbage
Have a little
truck
fun.
Outside.
Have a little fun out there. It's
Another fun day. Thing about my apartment is my window looks right at the garbage area.
If I lived in Hamilton, I would find your place and I would shit in your alley. And make you, like, you have to watch, basically. Like,
I do have a window that faces an alley, so that would work.
So Chase's place, we don't know the address, but he has a window that faces an alley. He's on the first floor. He's in Hamilton. And yeah, just, you know, go do your best, everybody.
You can find me. Do you have anything else to say?
Just keep tuning in. We've got lots to come. Lots coming down the pipeline from the upper deck. Lots of crazy stuff this season. You know, we've got excursions. We've got challenges. We've got prizes. We've got experiences. We've got news to make. Worldwide news.
Okay, so you can set that all up.
Yeah.
And let me know, because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, don't worry. It's coming down the... We're unclogging the backlog.
This episode was definitely impromptu, but I did want to just... I think I'm going to post both episodes at the same time, and I wanted to talk about this hot goss.
It's stepping into people's ears and welcoming ourselves back in, pulling up a chair, making ourselves cozy, lighting a little earwax candle to read a book, you know? We're just, it's like we're stepping in where we stepped out.
That's kind of beautiful.
I know. It's because of the queen.
Should we do a song?
Yeah, let's sing for her.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, queen. Oh, queen.
Oh, that was kind of nice. You are
my queen, but you are now dead. And your corgis ate your little toesies. Thank you, queen. You say the queen are you.
Whatever happened at the end there was really cool.
Thank you.
So earlier when I said, are we going to handle this with sensitivity? Now you have obviously your answer. Now you have your answer.
So, I'm going to sing that song at her funeral.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Her funeral at Buckingham.
I guarantee something paranormal is going to happen at that funeral.
I hope Dana comes back.
Danica?
Diana.
Oh. I'm like, who the hell's Danica? Danica Patrick?
That race car driver? Replacement. Danica is my new co-host, your replacement.
No, Danica's the new queen. Danica Patrick, she just got nominated queen.
The hell is Danica?
Oh my god,
Patrick?
So do they vote now?
Who's Danica Patrick?
You remember those GoDaddy commercials for like website domain names? And they got like a really sexy lady race car driver.
Is that Danica Patrick?
That's Danica Patrick.
How do you know that name?
Do you not know who Danica Patrick is? She's gonna put her boobs on the Iron Throne, and Game of Thrones is airing too. And we're talking about, you know, like House of Targaryen and stuff. This is crazy. This is craziness. Anyways, thanks for listening.
I want to pick a song of the week. You stupid slime bag. Oh,
I forgot about that tradition. I thought I didn't realize that's what you meant when you said song. I thought
yeah,
you meant
that
like,
is okay, what I meant. Like, oh. But I'm happy to have had your solo.
Okay, I have my song.
Okay, what is it?
Mine's Swiss Swish Bish by Katy Perry. If you change it. I actually really like this song. I'm not even gonna lie. Like it just popped back up to me.
I think Swish Swish is a good song.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj's verse is so good. Yeah.
All I've been listening to is Renaissance, so I'm gonna pick
good album.
I'm gonna pick. What am I listening to right now? I'm really listening to Alien Superstar the most, I think, because it makes me like feel. Well, we're not talking about you.
Well, I'm always talking about me.
We're talking about me, and I'm picking that song.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Good work.
Anyways, you can find us at Two Servings Pod on socials. You figure it out which ones.
We're setting up our landline text to call system, call to text, and call to call, text to text.
But until then, you can send your hate to twoservingspod@gmail.com. So,
yeah, we're back, baby. We are back.
We're back. It's happening. And if it doesn't happen, then I'll go solo and I'll make one serving of fruit. One serving.
That's really unhealthy. That's really unhealthy.
Well, I'll make it one serving of veg.
Okay, well, then it just doesn't make any sense.
All right. Bye.
Bye everyone.
Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.